Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Zorik from The Date Podcast, and we'd like to let you know about an event our friends at Singles and the City are having. It's this Friday, the 14th, between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. at Industrious Dallas. So this event is a fall masterclass series that features fresh perspectives from Dallas' single entrepreneurs, visionaries, and forward-thinking professionals. So check it out. You have to RSVP, so tickets are online at singlesandthecity.com. That's singlesandthecity.com.
We know you love us, but the information on our podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. I understand I'm both an LPC and an LMFT. However, this is not intended as a substitute for professional services of any kind. If you or anyone you know needs professional help, please seek mental health services.
Hey, this is Zorik.
And Emma.
Hosts of The Date Podcast. We're excited to do another show for you today. It's a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. It's September. Fall is near.
Uh-huh. It's about to get really cold. Well, in Texas, it's not super cold.
No.
But it gets a little bit cooler than 110 degrees every
day. The rain has been helping.
The rain in Spain.
Some of the leaves have turned not green.
What's that song by the Beatles? Is it Beatles? All the leaves are brown. Da, 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 da.
And no, that's gray. Not the Beatles. That's crud.
Do you think if I asked Alexa,
maybe,
she would know what I'm singing?
Probably. Let's try.
No, okay. No.
Do it.
Alexa's going to be like,
positive peer pressure.
She's
our listeners want to know because we don't know.
I'll have to think about it.
Isn't it the Mamas and the Papas, maybe?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that Mamas and Papas is. It's okay. It'll come to me later on.
Okay, so towards the end of the episode, you'll share it?
For sure.
Okay.
Emma.
Yeah?
Have you ever been single?
Never! This whole time of my life, I have had a beautiful... fulfilling relationship. I'm only doing this out of the kindness of my heart to share my wisdom with others. Never been single before.
Okay. Have you ever been? But, okay, have you ever been newly single?
Yep, just recently.
Just recently. Okay, so what we're going to talk about today is how do you build confidence when you're newly single? It sucks because it hurts. You might be going through all these different things. One of our friends is going through this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you allowed to tell me at this point?
I don't know. It just came out like diarrhea and I can't stop.
Well, now you know if you're listening that we're talking about you.
Yes.
So cheers.
Yes. Cheers, but chill. Cheers and chill. You know, don't get your panties in a wad, Emma. Okay.
Unwad. How am I? What?
Those panties are in a wad.
Why
right
are
now
you reacting? Like, I don't understand, like, where this is coming from. I'm drinking wine. Like, I'm fine.
It's coming from the universe.
No, it's not. Stop picking on me.
Okay. Emma, how can everyone find us?
Oh, yes. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever else you get your podcast. If this is your first time listening to us, go ahead and hit that subscribe button icon that's on your app somewhere so that you can just automatically get our episodes downloaded to your phone.
Check.
Yep. So you can always listen to us when you're driving, when you're stuck in traffic, when you're working out, you know, when you need a little pick me up, just listen to us. And then leave us a review talking about how great you are, how great we are. Also tell us how great you are, you know, all those fun things. So go ahead and leave us a review. You can also email us any questions or topics that you want us to discuss at hello@datepodcast.com. You guys have actually been doing really good about sending us topics that you want us to talk about, so it's been helpful. And then you can also find us on Instagram and Twitter @datepodcast.
That was amazing, Emma. That was
thank you
your best performance yet.
Thank you.
Better to come.
Uh-huh. I'm bowing.
Are you?
Thank you. Thank you.
What's going on today, Emma?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, I didn't even know that this couple was, like, together. So did you know that Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin allegedly are dating?
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Actress. Apparently they have been dating for like a year, but no one has made a comment on their relationship. Or like neither camp has confirmed nor denied that they're in a relationship. So they're just like not saying anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Which makes sense if they're like, you know, if they're dating and... Because like once you tell the press, I feel like it's just like it's overwhelming.
It is paparazzi, but they're mm-hmm. they're pretty popular celebrities anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we know about Dakota Johnson? Is she was didn't she have a her mom is famous, right?
Yeah, her mom is Melanie Griffith.
Is it?
I believe so.
Echo. Who is Dakota Johnson?
Johnson is an American actress and model.
She's okay. an American actress.
Thanks
and
for that, Alexa. You're so smart.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Martin used to date
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow, and they have kids, right?
They do have kids. Yeah, Melanie Griffith is Dakota Johnson's mom, and then Don Johnson is her dad.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Well, that's a power couple if that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez.
Uh huh.
I'd want to be their kids for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm judging a little bit because they did something.
What did they do?
Which is one of my uh-uhs.
Okay, what
this
is
this is
it?
A rule that I don't think I ever want to break, nor uh-huh. will I. Yeah, I'm really, like, hard on this one. And it's my own, like, value on it.
She said hard on. Go ahead.
You're such a child.
Continue.
Like she's Latinos.
She said hard on.
So okay. They got matching tattoos. I wish y'all could have seen Zorik's face, you guys.
Wait, who recently did that? Was that the Biebs? No, it wasn't the Biebs. It was
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
But Pete Davidson got the tattoo. And
of
Ariana,
her.
Yes. It's not a good move, guys and gals. Because that's permanent.
So they got, what is it called? The infinity signs. So she kind of got hers below her left elbow. He got his like on his forearm, near his elbow.
What does that mean? So like they're going to be together forever?
They're going to have a connection forever. Here's my issue with matching tattoos when you are a couple.
Yes.
The possibility of your breaking up is real. I don't care if you're married. The possibility of you getting divorced is real. And as much as I want to be a hopeless romantic, I feel like the moment that you get a matching tattoo, the rate of you separating or divorces somehow significantly gets higher.
Yeah, and the odds are higher anyways because it's Chris Martin and it's Dakota Johnson. And guess what? They're celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it was like one of those drunken stupors where it's like,
uh-huh.
Let's say I'm Chris Martin and you're Dakota Johnson. And I'm like,
okay.
Hey, babe, let's get a tattoo.
Okay.
Well, what do you want to get? Not just okay.
Infinity sign. Because our love's going to last forever.
There was like no debate, but I'll go with that. And then they did it. And then it's forever. Is it big, small?
It kind of looks small. I don't know. I think it's just the pictures make it look a little lighter than what it is because, you know, whoever photographed them kind of are far away. Yeah. You know, like, I get that you're wanting to be in a relationship. I get that 100%. I say, like, embrace your relationship. My whole thing is, like, a tattoo is such a big no-no for me. Like, don't get someone else's name. Like, I know a lot of guys who have girls' names tattooed on them. And, like, for me, like, that's a deal breaker. Like, it should only be your mom's name.
Yeah. I wonder.
Maybe your kids.
Yeah, true. Kids are fine, but not your girlfriend. Maybe your wife. Your wife. It's okay then.
I mean, it's sort of like Johnny Depp. You know, like when he got Winona Forever mm-hmm. and he had to change it to like Wino Forever or some That's crap so like funny. That.
That's so funny. But I wonder whose idea it was. Was it the guys or the girls? Because if it was the girl's idea, then he's going to get laid so much because he can be like, hey, look at my elbow. Look what I did for you.
Mm-mm.
No.
Maybe. I'm not of that mindset. Like, I had a guy once tell me that he wanted to get a tattoo, like, in commemoration of me, and I was like,
was it
nope.
like a tramp stamp?
No, it wasn't a tramp stamp. He wanted to get it of me, not the other way around. I don't know. I just, like, if you're going to get tattoos, like, I don't care. I just, for me, it's like, the moment you get a tattoo, a matching tattoo with someone that you're dating, even if you're married sometimes, like, take Tamara, oh my gosh, Tamara Judge from The Real Housewives of Orange County. She got, like, her ex-husband Simon's name tattooed on her ring finger, and then, like, months later, like, they ended up getting divorced, and she had to get it removed. Like, it's just, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Okay. I'm going to have to get off my soapbox on this because I could go for a while.
I think what we should do, Emma, is we should create like a list of rules. And that's like one of the 10 rules or 15 rules.
That's number one.
Do
not get a matching tattoo or a tattoo of someone that you're dating's name.
So starting this day forth, it will be our rules and we'll write down on the website.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone follow these rules.
Always.
And Emma, do not. The next guy Emma dates, she's gonna get a tattoo. It's gonna be an infinity sign as well.
It's gonna be an infinity sign with my face on it, and the infinity sign is gonna be made of Emma, like, you know, creating the rope around the infinity sign.
Oh boy, brace yourselves.
I went there.
Okay. So today we're gonna talk about being newly single. You know what
yes.
newly single reminds me of? It reminds me of a gecko whenever his arm or her arm gets chopped off.
God.
Yeah, because
that's so morbid.
But the arm. So like the gecko's like, oh shit, my arm is cut off and it's sitting over there. But eventually the gecko has to walk away from that arm that's sitting there, and eventually the gecko grows a new arm.
I think that's so weird that
I'm saying,
can do that.
What I'm saying is that life will go on. You'll find somebody new. It will hurt
yep.
for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But the great...
C'est la vie.
Yes. And the greatest thing about human beings is that we have the power to change our thoughts.
Beautiful.
And our minds. And we can reframe things. It may hurt right now. It might... People out there who are just going through a breakup and just found us today. It might hurt like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone's kicking you in the gut. How does it feel, Emma?
I was there with y'all about 2 months ago.
Tell us how it feels.
Like, it really sucked. It was sort of because I spent so much time with this person, and I feel like I'm very self-sufficient. I can be by myself. I'm okay being by myself. It's not a big deal for me. But because I was so used to this person, you know, like texting me, calling me, and vice versa, and spending time with them, like...
It's like a gecko arm.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, I didn't have this person anymore, like to spend quality time with, to send like funny things that happened in a day, you know, because it was like we were calling each other, texting each other, like, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed at work today, or oh, this I'm actually having fun today at work, whatever it is, and like I wasn't getting that anymore, and it's sort of like, okay, so like, who do I text now?
Yeah, what do you do? There's a hole.
Yeah, there was a lot more free time than what I remembered having. And I already thought I had a lot of free time, but like with this person gone, it was just more of a free time, and it was very overwhelming because then the emotions were there too. Like I was sad, I was grieving, I was mourning the relationship. I also was kind of like, this was time. So I felt empowered, and at the same time I still like felt sad and rejected, you know? So it was a lot of emotions too.
Yeah, and this is how I felt whenever How I Met Your Mother ended.
Uh-huh.
It's like, fuck, what am I going to do now? I'm like, I've been through these emotions with Ted and finding the mother and then Barney, and then all these things go on and on and on.
Oh my gosh.
Lily and Marshall, they went through all these different things, and then all of a sudden the show's ended, and I was like, shit, my gecko arm fell off, and I had to grow a new one.
And it was called Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Oh my gosh, so many TV shows out there. But everyone out there, this article is called How to Build Dating Confidence When You're Newly Single, According to the Experts,
yep.
by Amanda Chattel. So the article goes on to talk about one bad relationship after another, meaning some of us, our pickers are broken. pickers are broken. That's what a therapist of mine would say that I went to for a long time, guys. I believe in therapy just like Emma does. 10 years.
Can you just educate all of us on what a picker is?
A picker is a thing that you use to select a mate.
Oh, okay.
So what my therapist was saying is that you keep on selecting the same damn people. And we all have preferences. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have some, and they could be very good preferences.
I like tall.
And some could be very bad preferences.
Yep.
And I think there comes a time whenever you do the same things over and over again, you need to change that shit up. And I'm cussing a lot today, am I?
Yeah.
I said a lot of bad words.
Drink some water.
There's some rage going in my veins. But if you've had a horrible dating history, maybe the past 3 or 4 or 5 people just turned out to be duds. Not studs, but duds. It's obviously due to poor choices. And so, for example, when I eat spicy food, I know I'm going to shit a lot because it's spicy.
Oh my gosh, Zorik.
You know, it's just so spicy sometimes.
Zorik, are you kidding me right now?
What I'm saying is that, you know,
just use the story just to be able to, yes, use that sound effect? Like, what's really...
It all leads to the fart noises. No. But my point here I'm making is, you know it's bad for you, maybe this trait or this type of person.
And you're still going to do it.
Like, I still eat that spicy food, and I love it, and it hurts sometimes.
That spicy Thai food.
It doesn't agree with my person sometimes. But...
Oh, my gosh.
So...
You guys, please don't let that analogy or in that metaphor like ruin the rest of the podcast. I'm about to take over. Anyway.
Okay. So number one.
Yeah.
This is kind of like what we've been talking about. But examine your past relationship. Emma, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, for sure. Like I did the dumping in this last relationship. It was my choice because
that kind of dumping. Or did you do this kind of dumping? Oh. And then he was like, no, it didn't work out like that.
I'm giving him radio silence right now.
Oh, Emma.
I want him to feel awkward.
Okay. It's fine. We're good.
So I dumped the person. Oh, my gosh.
You did. Okay.
I have to be very careful with my words. So I dumped the person because... and then, yes, I did this. I examined, like, the reasons why, because it was really, like, my first instinct was to be, like, the knee-jerk reaction of, no, it's okay, like, it's fine. Like, I made a mistake. I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
And I had to remember, like, no, there was conflict. Their, like, values weren't matched. You guys weren't heading down the same road.
Well, why did you feel like you made a mistake? Because your feelings, right? Not your logical sense, but your feelings.
My emotions told me that I had made a mistake because all of a sudden I had this emotional void within me.
Not good.
My logical mind was like, no, you dumped him because he's a scrub.
Yeah, I don't want no scrubs.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and again, so it's like our values didn't match, and he didn't want to have more of a committed relationship, and I did, and that was a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, and so what she says here is, again, figure out what you want. So what I recommend is, if you've had a string of bad luck, sit down in a quiet place. Don't do it at home. Do it like a park or something. And then write down what went right, what went wrong. And then maybe if you look at the wrong section, find 2 or 3 things that you should break, like a pattern to break.
And if you can't do this on your own, then I definitely suggest, like Zorik said, like going to therapy, because it's really helpful to kind of have a person that like isn't with you, right? To kind of point out the things that you like you're failing to call out on yourself.
I'll tell you, the first time I went to therapy, it sounded like this. I was like this the whole time. Like, seriously, it's rough out there in this life.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm a thug. A thug started crying. It was rough on me. But anyways.
It is rough. And I think it's helpful because you're uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be in therapy. It's uncomfortable or counseling. It's uncomfortable to, you know, talk to someone that you don't know because you're worried about the judgment. But let me tell you, like, we're not there to judge you. We're not. We're just here to kind of point out, like, the patterns that we're seeing. So, and then, you know, kind of realizing what your patterns are for you and kind of help you figure out, like, why, like, the reasons, like, why it hasn't been working. I hate using why, but in this case, it's appropriate.
Yeah, and I have an analogy, I think, Emma, when you're looking for a man, there's, again, there now there's so many options. There's FOMO, and then now you have just a plethora of sausages to inspect. And so I think it's just like going to the grocery store.
Yep.
If you don't know what you're going to buy, you're going to buy everything.
Right.
But I guess my point here is have a plan of what you are looking to buy, which is maybe education. Emma's like education. Yours is like smile and height and all different things.
Smile.
Yeah, that's yours. Or teeth.
Teeth. Yeah.
Have a plan going in. Because I think dating also, it's, do you agree? Is this a skill?
Yes, one that I haven't acquired yet.
Yeah, I think it's a skill, and you need to know, like if you're newly single today, we're not better than you. It's just we've been on more dates, or we've been dating more than you. So it's just something new to pick up. It's just like, Emma, you don't, let's see, what's a skill that you don't have? Do you play racquetball, Emma? No.
I do.
Oh, excuse me. Do you play golf?
No.
Okay, so it's a new skill to pick up, and you have to practice.
Right.
With anything in life.
Yeah.
Number two. Oh, go ahead, Emma.
Don't rate until you're ready.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think that a lot of times, like, when we break up, the temptation is to jump into another relationship. And again, like, if you haven't assessed what your needs are, why the first relationship didn't work out, number two is going to be like a failure if you just jump in, because you're like, you haven't grieved. I think part of it is to, like, you have to grieve the relationship, which is something that I allowed myself to do. Like, I would call Zorik like upset, and he would check in on me to be like, how are you? And I'd be like, I'm doing like better, I guess. Why is it so loud?
It's a loud cry.
I know, but you know, emotional. Like, and so a lot of like the feedback that I got was like, well, her, you know, just go on dating apps again and start dating. And part of me was like, no, because I'm still grieving this relationship. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to like work through this void that I have right now, because like I haven't worked through it yet, and I'm distracting myself, which is great, but it's like also not helping me, because I'm avoiding the fact, like, I'm avoiding dealing with this with this issue that is happening right now.
Yeah, and I hate ambiguous tips, and this is kind of ambiguous. Emma, when do you know when you're ready? What are some concrete things you know to, or when you know you're ready to date again?
Kind of like what I told you today, because you were checking in on me today, which I appreciate. But it's like, it just, and it was really helpful for you to ask the questions, because I was like, I haven't been thinking about this person.
Good.
You know, like, so I think that's like a sign. And then like, just sort of like, for me, it's kind of being content with myself again. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm at a point where I'm like, if I don't have plans, like, I'm perfectly okay staying home by myself or finding something to do by myself. Like, I don't have to be stuck in my apartment, you know? Like, I'm content with just my own company right now, which is something that, like, I avoided at the beginning, because I always felt like I had to do something. I had to be with someone to, like, fill that gap.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think you're talking about loneliness. Mm-hmm. Like, some people are lonely and they want to fill that gap with a dating app.
Right.
And I had some notes that I jotted down. I was like, okay, in my mind, when did I know when I was ready? Because I've been single for over 2 and something years now.
Which was the best choice you ever made.
Which was the best choice. Cheers to that. And it's what you just said. It's like, I don't think about her anymore. And you talked about grief. Like, that's over with. And then I just flat out just don't miss the person anymore.
Right.
So those are my 3 or 4 things where you will know when you're ready. Yeah. It could be in a month, it could be in 2 years. It's just everyone's different.
Everyone's different. Yeah. We all grieve differently. There's no right or wrong when it comes to grief. And so you also kind of know, like, when you're just ready. And if you feel like your friends are pushing you, or the people around you are pushing you to date, like, you know, like, set that boundary of, like, you know what? I understand that you're trying to be helpful. I understand that you're trying to be supportive. It's just at this moment, I'm just not at that point.
Yeah. I mean, it's whenever you're ready. It's not about when your friends are ready. I think your friends, I can see their point. And maybe I've been guilty of this too. I'm like, hey, man, just go out there and let's meet some women. Let's go out to the bar. But You know, when you're ready is when you're ready.
Let's combine three and four because okay. I think this kind of goes, I feel like they go together.
Okay. What is number three?
So number three is start by having friends set you up.
Okay.
And then number four is relying on input from your friends.
So I think number three depends because I have friends that don't have friends that are single. So that may not work in every case, but mm-hmm. I'm sure some other people out there have bigger social circles than my meager small
right.
group of friends
mm-hmm.
that do not have any single people. But that's pretty good too because our friends, I think number one, our friends know us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah.
And number two, it's easier to get introduced to somebody through a friend rather than mm-hmm. a dating app because your friend, like there's some connection there.
Right.
Basically, whether it's, you know, mm-hmm. school or something else or family.
I know. I like connecting people. I like networking with people. And that's why I like to host things. I mean, you know, I like to host mm-hmm. things. And I think that's what I like. I like that I can find connections between people and being like, hey, these are little connections. Look, I think y'all should like date. And then you're like, no. Mm-hmm.
That's how your last sex party went. I mean, it was crazy. Oh, my gosh.
That's a lie.
It was like sex.
That's a lie.
It was like sex all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
With the music. And Emma doesn't like the sexy music.
No, because that's a lie. You're giving me anxiety.
That's a lie. That's a lie, just for the record.
It was a lie.
And then number four, Emma?
It's relying on input from your friends, right? So
yeah.
Kind of letting them be your wing person when you're out or kind of have them guide you. So this is one that I rely on a lot.
Yeah.
I have a really good friend who a lot of times...
Oprah?
Yeah, it's Oprah.
Good.
Yep, it's
good.
Oprah Winfrey.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
I have her direct line.
Was it Barbara Streisand?
Yep.
Her too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Emma knows everyone, guys.
They're on speed dial.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Dr. Phil?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But yeah, no, a lot of times it's sort of like... kind of like helping me in guidance for just like advice on like, am I overthinking this? Am I not overthinking this? And it's usually kind of like, take a breather, like you're fine.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, our friends know everything. And I want to make a couple of points with friends. They know, like I know,
mm-hmm.
that you're with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
They know,
mm-hmm.
like I know, that you should break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
They know. Like I know when you screw up.
Yeah.
So we know when you should leave and we know when you screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy, but whenever we're so close to things, like we can't see
yeah.
because we're just...
Which I think is so funny that both you and I knew in like our last sort of relationships that the people we were with were wrong for us.
Mm-hmm. As I swallow my wine. Okay.
So I just thought that was really interesting because I even had the conversation, like we've had conversations with each other and with our friends where it's kind of like, what was the point of that? And we're like, we just didn't want to be alone.
Yeah. Waste of freaking time and money.
Yes.
Number five. What is this one, Emma?
Working on rebuilding your social life. I love this so much. Like have parties, invite people to do things outside of your own home mm-hmm. and keep your social life varied.
Yeah. Social life. I think when you're newly single, when you've just broken up or someone just broke up with you, I always talk about time heals everything. But on top of that, to kind of, to lean on friends is number one, lean on family and fun,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you go hang out with friends, you know, it's more time away from thinking of your past.
For sure.
Hanging out with your family. When you're, it's the same thing. When you're having fun, it's the same thing as well. And then once you kind of do all that fun and socializing and stuff, then I think you can be more clear-headed.
Let me tell you what I did for this one.
Okay.
Because one of my friends is recently pregnant.
Oprah.
Pregnant. Oprah's pregnant. No, let's not spread that rumor. Oprah's not pregnant, as far as I know.
Chris. Chris, not Pratt. What's his name? Who are we just talking about? Chris? And Dakota Johnson's pregnant.
Chris Martin.
You heard it here. You heard it here.
Don't say that.
I'm
don't
kidding,
spread
I'm
false rumors.
No, that's fake.
So, no, I have a friend who's not famous that recently is pregnant. And then I was also planning my other friend's surprise birthday party.
Uh-huh.
So I was fairly busy with like both of these things. And so like really excited about planning the surprise birthday party. And then I found out my friend was pregnant and she didn't want a baby shower. And so I've kind of like, I wasn't just me, but I may have sort of like peer pressured her into letting me host a baby shower for her.
Oh, well that's, no, but it's good. It's good. That's fun. Right.
And one of the reasons, like, as I was, like, justifying the reasons why I needed to host a baby shower, it was, like,
because
I just
I'm lonely.
Recently broke up, and I need to entertain myself. Like, I need to distract myself. And planning your baby shower is going to be a great distraction because I'm helping you, like, do something good for you.
And how did that work out?
She's letting me plan her baby shower.
Okay. That's cool. I mean, you know, I had this note written down here that because the article number 5 talks about going out and having dinner parties. I said, host your own. So there's Emma's example of her hosting her own party, but she does host
and
her
I
own
do
things.
Already host my own stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm in book club, so I go to that. Like, I have my own wine parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, football's coming. I may be hosting some football stuff.
Oh, you better be hosting some football stuff.
Okay.
Because shit's going to get real when the Cowboys win. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you smile and nod, but no,
uh-huh.
We're going to have parties.
Okay.
Something that I wrote down is, so it's fun to socialize, but don't get too carried away. Stay away from your vices, like too much drugs, too much alcohol, strip
mm-hmm.
clubs, all the bad stuff.
Right.
Coke, all that stuff.
Oh
stay away.
Gosh.
Everyone out there, stay away from Coke.
Pick a healthy coping mechanism, whatever that is.
Emma just more eloquently said what I was trying to say is, yeah, pick something healthy to I guess, take the pain away, but
mm-hmm.
not drugs. Masturbation, maybe. I don't know. Something like that.
Number 6, don't put too much stock in
dating.
Don't
want to talk about masturbation right now? Okay, fine.
And
okay.
It's true. I think that sometimes we think that, like, when we're out of a relationship, like, we can bury... like that, like dating is going to kind of fix that. And again, I think you need to just spend time on your own for a little bit. You need to be like, be in that moment of like just being okay by yourself, because ultimately like you are the individual and it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship. Like what matters is like, are you actually comfortable with yourself? So just because you just left the relationship doesn't mean you automatically think you need to be in another relationship or start like dating so quickly.
Yeah, I think put stock in dating is literal here, because you know when you put stock in something, you put more value into something.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I was thinking like soup stock.
Oh, soup stock. Okay,
but I get it.
Like beef stock.
Uh-huh.
Like pho.
Why are you so pervy today?
What beef? It beef is beef.
Okay,
I'm not talking about like beef. Like beef.
Oh my gosh.
Like beef. Emma, would you like some of this beef stock?
No, thank you.
No.
Please stay away from me.
Okay. Number 7.
Don't go for someone you want to save. Oh my gosh. I see this all the time.
Well, I'm glad you have something to say about this one, because I was confused about this. Tell me what
okay.
you think.
So for me, it's like when someone's either emotionally unavailable or someone's kind of going through their own emotional crap. And like, so I think for women, like emotionally, we want to save the men, just like the men want to physically like save us. Like women want to emotionally save men. Oh my gosh, you have like mommy and daddy issues too. Here, let me take care of you. I'll be your new mommy. Lie. No. That's the worst thing you could do, because you can't always save someone. And let me tell you now, it's a lot easier to pull someone down than it is to pull them up. And if someone is down, like emotionally, just like in their feelings too much, you're going to get sucked into that. And then it'll be difficult for you to get out too.
Yeah. It's just like you guys are both on a boat and you jumped on his boat that was sinking, like
mm-hmm.
the Titanic. And you're both going to crash and burn, which
uh-huh.
is not good for your mental psyche.
Nope.
And I think, again, it's a waste of time. And
mm-hmm.
and if you don't know if you're in the same situation, ask your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them, hey, is this the right thing to do? He seems like he has a lot of shit going on. But you know what? Maybe he doesn't, and maybe it's just me overthinking things, but your friends will always.
And a lot of times, what a good like kind of way to assess this is if you're kind of like comparing yourself to this person, like, oh, I feel better when I'm around them because it puts my life into perspective. That's kind of a red flag.
Like my life is better than yours kind of thing?
Right. Or look at how good I feel, like helping you feel better about yourself. That's another red flag.
But there is a book it's about like being 10% happier. And one of the suggestions is to help other people. So conversely, if someone's helping somebody else, but they're not.
For me, there's a difference though. Like there's a difference in me like going out and volunteering and providing someone with a service, mm-hmm. like giving you food from the food pantry or, you know, helping you figure out what kind of therapist you need, whatever it is, versus like when I'm not a licensed clinician, taking on the role of being the licensed clinician, like let me fix you. Cause that's no.
I see. Mm-mm. Okay. So moral of this number is just stay away from these people that are having issues, because we all are going through this too.
We all have crap going on.
And if I have crap going on, I'm not mentally ready to date. I may want to, but you know, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, it's not going to be okay. And really like what this comes down to, guys, it's really like do a self-intervention, like truly do a self-intervention, do a self-inventory, like assess yourself. Like what is going on? Am I in the mindset of needs that I need to be dating? Do I need to spend time by myself? Am I okay being alone? Am I still thinking about this person? And I just want someone to take over like the thoughts so that like they just replace the thoughts about this other person. Like if that's what you want, then I say you're not ready to date at all.
You're not ready. So for a newly single person, Emma, what's your recommendation?
Take inventory, mm-hmm. take assess yourself.
Okay.
You know, kind of, you know, if you need to reach out, talk to your friends. If you feel like you need a little more, go see a counselor or a therapist. We have plenty here in the area.
Yep. Coke? No coke.
No drugs.
Okay, no drugs.
What's wrong with you?
Continue.
Why are you ruining this moment?
I'm not ruining the moment. Go ahead. Continue.
And, you know, like really figure out, like, are you hoping you can just kind of replace this person with someone else? Or are you actually wanting to kind of be like a couple? But again, like if you can't be by yourself first, you cannot be ready for a couple.
Correct. And I say,
I'm going to drop the mic. Boom.
Drop the mic. She made her point. And for me, it's simple. If you're newly single recently, don't date. Just mm-hmm. hang with your friends mm-hmm. because you need time away. And when you don't miss the person anymore and we don't think about the person anymore, then think about dating. But there's no rush. There's lots of time out there. And we all have the power to change our thoughts.
Like I'm still not on dating apps and I've been like not dating this person for like 2 months now. Like I'm still kind of like, I'm okay where I am.
Yeah. Ooh. And break the cycle. Break the cycle of bad choices or bad traits. Or I don't know how, but you just have to self-reflect and think about maybe your last two or three relationships and what were the commonalities. And stop.
Mm-hmm.
Go for something different. Just try it. And you know what? If you go on a date with somebody with some different traits, then the worst that can happen is you find another person. Or you find another person.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to be okay being single sometimes.
We should. All right, Emma, is that all we have for today?
That is all we have for today.
Okay.
We have a much shorter episode compared to our last episodes.
Last episodes, yeah. Okay. But we wanted to hit this topic because there's a stat. I don't remember the stat anymore, but there is like hundreds of thousands of people that become single daily. Hundreds of thousands of people. And it happens to everyone. It happened mm-hmm. to Emma. It happened to me. It happens to friends everywhere. And this is like going to the restroom, everyone. It happens to everyone.
Thank you for your other toilet analogy.
All right. So I guess that's it. So if you want to send us an email about toilets or sausages or diarrhea, send us an email at hello@datepodcast.com. No, but seriously, again, we've been getting a lot of great questions and comments from the audience. Keep them coming, because all we want to do is help.
Yep.
And talk about these issues. And if you want to find us on social media, we are on Instagram and Twitter at Date Podcast. And that's it. Is that it, Emma?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Bye, everyone.